The scripture reading is Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 7. Let me read. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket in your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way, and will flee before you seven ways. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school, this is the sixth session of blessing. Let us look into verse 6, continuing from the last session. To receive blessing whether you come in or go out is to receive blessings and to prosper in all things wherever you are. Just think about it. If you come in, the blessing will come there. If you go out, the blessing will come there too. Then wouldn't you be welcomed? Blessings will come upon those who are with you, as well as those who bless you. And if you bless somebody, he will definitely receive blessings. So to bless somebody, because there are many men of spirit, let me be honest very with you, from the altar, you cannot receive prayer from anybody. You cannot just be laid hands by somebody. So, because as in the Bible, if somebody lays his hand on you, even demons can go in. So you cannot recklessly just lay your hand or be laid hand by somebody. So especially in Tuesday praise and worship, you cannot lay your hand. It has to be a man of spirit. If a man of flesh lays his hand, if he has an adulterous mind, then the adulterous mind will go into the person who was laid. If a person with a temper, hot temper, lays hands, his hot temper will go into that person. So this untruth, darkness will go into the other person. To receive it, it is to accept from the other person. So that's why this darkness goes into that person, who is being preyed on. So because when they are preyed on by those who are worked by Satan, the Satan will go into them. Suppose there's a big revivalist. You cannot just recklessly receive his prayer. And I saw that because of that kind of prayer, a man was demon-possessed. The demon went into that person. And I wondered why the demon went into that person. And this person came from another church, of which the pastor was supposed to be casting away demons. But then, did I tell you about this? I'm not sure. And it was a student, and his father was a police officer. They came to our church. And soon they left the church. They were gone. I couldn't see them any longer. The student, the child was demon-possessed. But then they came back to our church again several months later. And this student was demon-possessed. What happened was their grandmother was living in the countryside and in the summer vacation. So this student went to her, see her grandmother. She was prayed on by a revivalist who was speaking in a revival meeting at that time there. And then she was demon-possessed because of that prayer. So nobody could help her, so she came to our church again. So I drove it away. And she was leading a good life in faith, but then she left again. But then because her father was a police officer, and he got promoted, and he was in the precinct of Jongno, and so he said he was really busy, and although his child was saved, I don't know what happened to them. He said he was busy and he left the church. So being prayed on by a revivalist, if it's a wrong revivalist, demon can go in. So you cannot be prayed on by men of flesh. So you cannot just be prayed on by anybody. You cannot just do not just put your head under anybody. You have to receive prayer only from men of spirit who are trustworthy. Otherwise, this darkness will work. And that way you cannot receive blessings. I always teach you about blessings. There is the authority to bless and curse. And only those who are in spirit, they can bless others. They can pray for blessings. So the pastors, you should also teach the truth properly. So blessings will come upon those who are with you as well as those who bless you. I've had such experiences so many times in my pastoral ministry. Blessings came upon where I was, and those who were with me also received blessings. For example, we can see those who help our church prosper in their respective walks of life. So those who received the blessings in our church, those who received the prayers in our church, they prospered, even working greatly for the country and the government, and they were in the leading positions in the government too. And we have the records of all these people to check. Also, those who love me and help me received obvious blessings and prosperity. If this is the case, what might have happened to those whom I blessed? Their entangled problems were resolved and their diseases and infirmities were cured. Their businesses and workplaces received blessings. Families came to have peace, and those who would not have been saved came back within the boundaries of salvation. We gave glory to God greatly through such works. How could such works happen through me? Is it because I have greater knowledge and learning than others? Is it because I have greater finances or fame than others? From the physical viewpoint, I lack in many aspects, but God the Almighty is always with me. He is not just with me, but He always walks with me and guarantees me. So just as darkness fades away when the light comes, wherever I go, the camp of the enemy devil is destroyed. People are moved by the Spirit, and God's boundless power is manifested. Because God always walks with me, He prepares everything necessary and delicately guides me. He also prepared those who will help me, so I have no worry or concern wherever I go. So such totally unexpected people, they helped me. There were some also in Pakistan. The first man, the second man after the president, he helped me. At that time there was a revolution. So the police officers, they closed down the venue, the place. But then this man, the second powerful man in the country, he came and helped me so we could have this crusade. God is at work. He was waiting in the airport. And he was supposed to fly to Japan. He was very busy. But he heard about the news that the meeting, the crusade, was canceled. And as soon as he heard it, he came to us right away. And on the way, he called the police chief to let the meeting be held, to open the gate. And he told him to help with the crusade. Okay. It was such a great blessing. It looked like a misfortune, but it became fortune. Because Pakistan is a Muslim country. There was a threat of terrorism. And through that kind of work, the police, there couldn't be any terrorist attack. Because of the order of the second powerful man, the chief of the police, he had to obey. So all the police were mobilized. You know, they were having these weapons, rifles, and they were guarding the crusade everywhere so that there could be no terrorist attack. That's why the police, they wanted to cancel the crusade because of terrorism. But God protected us from terrorist attack and have the crusade at the same time. In my case, there were so many guards, police guarding me, armed police officers. So everything is the blessing of God. Suppose you became friends with the president of a nation and he is taking care of you. How secure and powerful would this be to you? In 2006, when I held a crusade in DR Congo, the president himself supported us in holding the crusade. He let the biggest streets be blocked for the first time in history so we could use it for our crusade. So nowadays we have a reminiscence, a GCN program, GCN TV show. The local pastors were saying this was the greatest crusade in that country. Their words and not mine. So everywhere we go, every country we go, it is the biggest. It is the biggest crusade, and with accompanied by the most amazing, powerful works. And people, they all say that it's like we went back 2,000 years ago in the Bible. And everywhere we went, they said, "You're a man of God. You're a messenger of God." So those who know about this, those who know about me, they lead a diligent Christian life and they go into spirit. So it was the biggest crusade in DR Congo too. At that time they said 700,000 people gathered. Some others said more than a million. And we do not want to exaggerate any numbers. I always tell them to. Sometimes we calculate even by the area, in each square feet, how many people can go in. So the president of DR Congo let the biggest streets be blocked. Otherwise, we could have had only a gymnasium, which could hold only some tens of thousands of people. We didn't want only those few people, so that's why we wanted to choose a big place. But in every country, there are not so many big places. And in South Korea, we had a place in Yeouido, but they made it a park, so Also, Boramed area is a park, so we don't have a place to hold a big crusade. So in South Korea, we don't have a place to hold so many crowd, so much, such a big crowd. Anyway, so because we needed a place, very big place, so we had to block the biggest streets. And it was the time when leaders of African nations were gathering. And they had to pass on the streets and they had to block these streets, these roads. And yet, when I asked the president willingly let the streets be blocked so that we could have the crusade. How amazing this is. And there was such a great disturbance of the enemy devil too. And I was supposed to meet with the president, and to stop this, there were so many disturbing works. Even some sorcerers in some underdeveloped countries, there are many sorcerers. They are the ones who work with the presidents and leaders of the country. And in one of the countries, there was a man who had a cancer, and he wanted to meet with me, but then sorcerers, they tried to stop him from meeting me. Anyway, so we were supposed to meet, but then even after it was over, the time was over, there was no news. So I told the workers, I will not meet him even if he comes by this hour. But then soon they contacted me and to postpone it tomorrow. So we did meet, and he was moved by the meeting with me, and he told me that he would help with me anything. Just tell me everything. And so you shouldn't make a promise recklessly, carelessly. He didn't know what I was going to ask. So I asked, for tomorrow's meeting, we need a big place. So we have to block these streets so we could have this big area. So I asked him that. And it was not something easy to allow, even for the president. Because there were so many presidents of African nations gathering on that day. And it was in front of the National Assembly. So I asked him to block all these streets, all these roads. But he made a promise. He gave me his word. So that he was going to help me anything with the crusade. He made a promise, and then he couldn't just not keep it. So it was difficult, but they asked the president, and so it was permitted. So they blocked our streets, and there were about 700,000 people. And there was another place of the similar size behind the building, so they couldn't take it. They couldn't take they couldn't film it. So, because of the building, they couldn't film behind the building. And they blocked all these main roads and smaller roads. That is why we could accommodate 700,000 people. So by moving, because the president was mobilized, even impossible became possible. So how secure and powerful it would be if God can help you. God is the creator of the universe and all things in it, and the governor over all of them, so that not one of the sparrows will fall to the ground without his permission. You might wonder, oh, will God control even one sparrow? Oh, I cannot believe it. You might say that, but it is true. If you really believe the Bible, you have to believe it. You will have nothing to lose just by believing the Bible, whether big or small. Believe everything and pray with faith and receive it. In case of David, he asked. In my view, Saul was trying to catch him. Saul knew where David was, and Saul was coming with his army. And obviously, you have to run. Because Saul was chasing you. Obviously, you have to run, right? Unless you are such a fool. The king was coming with his army to catch you. And he even asked that. He asked God about that. God, should I stay here or run? So God said, run. Even these little things, he prayed, which means he really trusted God. And he wanted to do everything according to God's will. If he stayed there, he could have caught. He could have been caught. So it's not only that incident. David did everything. David acted that way in everything, in all his works. That is why he loved God and he was loved by God. So if you are loved by God, first, you have to come into spirit. Then if you go into whole spirit, you will be loved even more. If you are in flesh, you cannot really be loved because they have sins and evil. That's why they are flesh. Those who go into spirit means they have cast away untruths and darkness and sins and evil. And God says, if you harbor sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear. He will turn his face away. That is why there is no answer for the prayers. That is why the Bible says many words of blessings. They all belong to, apply to men of spirit. Men of spirit, they receive blessings as they pray. They receive blessings whether they come in or go out. When you don't know about this, the Bible says so. So you're taught that way. So I thought, oh, I can just receive blessings. So I just prayed diligently. But then it doesn't happen that way. It happens only after you go into spirit. It only applies to men of spirit. But in my case, fortunately, I went into spirit quickly. Within 3 years, I went into spirit, so I received such blessings. So as I prayed, I received all the answers. And there was nothing impossible. And everything prospered. So without the permission of God, not one of the sparrows will fall to the ground. So if you just believe it, so in the Sunday evening service last week, Pastor Yuri To was talking about her registration number 96425. You all have a church registration number. And what is my registration number? Why do you have to ask me? I'm number one. You don't have to ask. So you all have a registration number. Pastor Yuri Do is 96425. 96. She registered in 1996. And 425, she went into spirit. She received a prayer on April 25th. She received a prayer for anointing of a man of spirit. So she registered in 1996 and she was prayed on April 25th. So her registration number is 96425. And do you think this is coincidence? No. Everything is in the providence of God. And praise leader, Jugyeong Rosan, she texted me. She also thought about it. There are many 17, the number 17 in many places. And in her number, the number 17 is repeated two times. So I also agree, because she is greatly used by God. She is in the providence of God too. So when she was dying, God moved my heart to harbor her in my heart, and I prayed for her, and she was eventually healed. And even when she was dying, I emphasized on the altar many times, what will happen to her? It seems that she was dying with a lung disease. But she is in the providence of God, and she will go into New Jerusalem in the future. That is why God is refining her in a special way so that she could come out, come forth as a pure gold. And who can say such a thing about a dying person who is almost at the threshold of death? If I was not right, what if I was not right? But I said it so many times, confidently. Now she is being used by God so greatly. She is preaching, she is praying with a handkerchief, and so many people were healed in Israel. So she is being used greatly, being in the providence of God. Of course, you can come into spirit quickly, and I ask you to do that, to be in the providence of God. So not just the registration numbers. In this year, Pastor Seung-Gil Ryu had a dream. In the beginning of this year, he had a talk with me in his dream. And as I was going out after Friday Ola service, he was telling me in his dream, he asked me, there's nobody who is reporting you about the Japan's situations, right? So I said, no, there's nobody. And he said, I will do it. So please tell me your number. And I said, okay. And I opened my cell phone and I showed him. My password in the cell phone. And the password is 6388. And he received this measure of faith. Third level, 88th percentile. The password was 6. What is this 6? 6 refers to Ryu, which is Yuk, which is 6 in Korean. So he let him know in his dream. Some people, they have their own dreams. And it's not the dream given by God, but they have their own dreams, and you should know whether it's a true dream or your own dream.
예, 그래서 참 이런 거 하나하나 다 전율을 느낄 일이에요. 전율을 느낄.
So all these things You can feel tremors. You'll be trembled. Only God knows about the future. And he knew his mentor of faith would be given. And he let him know, beginning of this year. He let him know 6 months prior. And it's exactly correct. So even this one number is calculated by God. And if the Bible says, not one sparrow will fall without the permission of God, if you doubt it, you can never be on the rock of faith or go into spirit if you doubt. The Bible, you have to absolutely believe the Bible because it is the absolute truth. God governs the life, death, fortune, and misfortune of mankind, and he is the owner of heaven who can give us eternal life. If you can receive the love and guarantee from God, it means you can gain everything you want. If you farm, you will reap abundant harvest. If you run a business, it'll prosper. If you have a good idea, it'll be used for great success. There will be no hindrance in any of your affairs, and you will receive a good major press down, shaken together, and running over. I have to pastor all this big church and all the branch churches and all the missionaries, and I don't give all the orders. I don't come. I just sit in my prayer house, and I just kneel, and everything is operated. Everything is run automatically because it is all done by the hands of God. If anybody is cheating me, he lets me know. And he reveals it. So I don't have any memory power or anything. Nobody believes me that I don't have memory power. I say, I don't have memory power. It's true, but they don't believe it. So whatever I have to know, I know it exactly. I point it out. If you farm, you will reap abundant harvest. If you run a business, it will prosper. If you have a good idea, it will be used for a great success. There will be no hindrance in any of your affairs, and you will receive a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We have a lot of experiences of this kind. When I was a non-ordained pastor, when I was speaking in revival meetings, I was invited to a church in Muan. And from the first day, the church was packed with people because many other churches, they gathered. I was just a non-ordained pastor. I was not well known. And yet, 22 churches attended. You can check that in the offerings envelope. And there were 22 different churches. So, and in one church, they came diligently in the dawn meeting, day meeting, night meeting. From one certain church, they all diligently came. So God blessed those people at the end of the meeting. Next year, at that time it was winter, so maybe I said this year, you have to sow peppers, hot peppers. Then you will have a great harvest and you will receive blessings. And along with that, he said, just keep the Sabbath holy and give proper tithes. God will protect you. So I felt many times, keeping the Sunday holy and giving the tithes is so important. But even though I tell you so much, you don't care and you get a disease and your businesses fail and you don't give proper tithes and you don't have faith. In case of Elder Daesok Kim in our church, at the time of the beginning of the church, he got married and he didn't have a baby for so many years. He wanted to have a baby. So his wife got pregnant, but she always has miscarriages. So I visited his home, and the word of God came, saying, you will receive a prayer of blessing from my servant, and the blessing will be given. But there is a condition. From now, you have to keep the Lord's Day holy and give proper tithes. Then all this blessing that my servant will pray for you will come upon you exactly. So, since then, he never violated the Sabbath, the Lord's Day. And he gave a proper tithes. And he gave birth to a beautiful child. And now she got married. And so now he has a grandchild. And he never violated the Lord's Day or the tithe. So he is receiving blessings, financial blessings too. So the word of God is absolutely true if you just obey it. But you don't obey. You give excuses. If you just obey it without giving any excuses, you will receive the blessings. So Elder Daesok Kim received such blessings. Also, he has a grandchild. And he always greets me. So even the babies, they recognize me. So after Friday online service, even in winter, even in summer, whether hot or cold, these little children, they are so happy seeing me until I go into my inside. She waves at me. So God commanded this hot pepper, and these people, they obeyed. Why hot pepper? At that time, that year, people didn't want to sow hot pepper because the year before, they had so much harvest, so the price fell. They couldn't sell it. And if it's too much, the production is too much. So they didn't want to. So when I said, do hot pepper this year, they were not happy to hear it. Because the year before, they had too much production. So they couldn't sell it. There's no demand. So they had to actually throw it away. They couldn't even harvest it. But other church members, members of other churches, they didn't obey. But these people, they obeyed. This year, they had a good harvest. But other people, they didn't sow hot pepper. But this town, they obeyed and they had a good harvest. And the price was so high because the other people, they didn't grow hot pepper that year. So they received so much blessing. So do you understand? So if there's too much produce, so the year before they had too much produce and they all had to throw it away. But this year God told them to do hot pepper again. So they obeyed and other people, they didn't grow hot pepper, so the only these people had good harvest, but then the price was high, so they were blessed, because God knows everything. If everybody produces so much, it's no use. But God knew that other people wouldn't grow hot pepper. That's why God told them to sow hot pepper. And what is that town? It is a town where Elder Jong Su Che was living. I checked it just now. Father God wants all of you to be in such a blessed and glorious place. And He is making me proclaim such blessings. If you obey with faith, all of you, as by the time this message about the blessing ends, you'll have to bear fruits of blessings. Dear brothers and sisters, we human beings have limitations and sometimes meet with hindrances and shortages. But if we walk only the right way according to the Word of God without turning to the left or to the right, like Abraham did, we will receive blessings and prosper in all things because God will walk with us. Because I know this law of the spiritual realm, I have lived by God's Word and received so many blessings as God promised. Brothers and sisters, how easy is it to obey the teachings of the truth? For example, in order to be great among people, you only have to be humble. So the truth is easy, so easy for those who obey. It is easy to humble yourself. There's nothing difficult about it. Just humble yourself. Oh, just, I don't have any arrogance, pride. Just obey others. Just serve others. Just be humble. And God doesn't tell us to lift ourselves up. In order to be lifted, we have to humble ourselves. To receive blessing 30, 60, or even 100 times over, or pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you just have to give to God. There's nothing difficult. You just give to God diligently. Just give to God with faith. Then eventually you will receive the blessings. 30, 60, 100 times over. And because you don't believe it, you love money more rather than the Word of God, rather than obeying the Word of God. If you want to enjoy good health, you only have to pray with faith and please God with voluntary service. Those who are sick, how easy is it to be healthy? Your soul just has to prosper. How, I always explain to you how to make your soul prosper. So to enjoy good health, you only have to pray with faith and please God with voluntary service. To receive the solution to problems with necessities of life, as written in Matthew 6:33, you only have to seek the kingdom and righteousness of God first. And, those who are worried about your necessities, your housing, your food, your clothing, seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness first. Not yours first. Not reluctantly or by force, but do it with faith and love. Don't stop after praying for 1 month or 2 months. If you do it with love and faith, you do it for 10 years, 20 years, even though you cannot see anything. But soon, even though you cannot see anything, soon you will see something. So you can just seek first His kingdom and righteousness of God. And to enjoy good health and prosper in everything, your soul has only to prosper, as said in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. So once your soul prospers, you will prosper in all things. You will never get sick. No disease can penetrate you. Why can't you obey that? If your soul prospers, you'll never commit sins. You'll never befriend the world. So no disease can infect you because you are protected by the fire of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels. And also your guardian angel will protect you. Our guardian angel has that much power to protect you from any disease or germs. He can protect you from disasters. But if you commit works of the flesh, sins leading to death, that's why get a cancer or you get a terminal disease. So many other diseases. I didn't commit any sins, but I lived only by the Word of God. And if there is anybody who is sick, please come to me. There cannot be anybody like that, unless you are cheating me. unless you're lying. There cannot be anybody who is like that. The word of God is absolutely true. Unless you committed sins leading to death, works of the flesh, you will not get a terminal disease. You might get a cold or flu. Or in your own life, if you do something wrong, if you didn't keep the order of physical, of the nature, you can just repent of it and receive the prayer. You'll be healed right away. It's not a terminal disease. But those who have terminal diseases, it's because you committed sins leading to death. It's the same with unbelievers. If you are a believer, because you know the truth, you know the solutions, you know the way to solve it. So it's better. Or if you can repent it, and you can pray, and you can repent of it thoroughly. And you know the solution. But unbelievers, they don't know. There's no other place for them to go to but hospital. So if they get a surgery, they might get well. But if they committed sins leading to death, it'll come again. It is of no use. If they get a disease, terminal disease, it is the punishment of God. So even if they get a surgery, once it relapses, it is even more severe. So you must not commit sins leading to death. And if you did, you have to solve that problem. So those believers, we know it about this, so we have a solution. And if you live by the word of God, you will not get the disease in the first place. So if your soul prospers, you don't have to worry about your necessities of life, and you don't have to worry about good health. And in the 66 books of the Bible, are so many promises of God for our blessing. The reason why people cannot receive such blessings is that they follow their own thoughts, plans, and wills and fail to obey the word of God eventually. An obedient person does not think about his current situation or whether something is of benefit to him or not. Regardless of the present situation or circumstances, all they think of is how they will be able to obey God's will. God can work for such people in full swing through the original voice. Then they will completely obey the original voice and experience God's work of creating something out of nothing. I pray in the name of the Lord that the work of the original voice may abundantly overflow in your life. And let us pray together, thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Let them gain strength and power. In the name of Jesus Christ, be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, give them faith, faith, faith. And give them spiritual and physical health. From head to toe, all cells and nerves and tissues burned with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy spiritually and physically. Light come. Light come. Be healthy spiritually and physically. Father, give them strength. Father, let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let all the internal organs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, let them be complete and perfect. Father, thank you. All skin diseases go away, light come. All pains go away, light come. Father, there are many prayer requests from other countries. Aizen Lee, thyroid cancer. Aizen Lee of the United States, thyroid cancer, be healed. Father, show your work transcending space and time. Li Xin Gui, cancer in esophagus, be healed. Josu Mei, dementia, be healed. Chong Sen Zhu, Li Jin Jui, Ji Won Dong, be healed of schizophrenia. Father, work for the best of everything. Wu Jian Guo, bone fracture of the left hip bone, left thigh bone, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhang Wei Chui, loss of hearing because of the eardrum rupture in the right ear, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhang Gui Chen, left hip bone fracture, be healed. Li Oglian, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, palsy, cataract, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wen Xu Fang, heart disease, cerebral infarction, high blood pressure, be healed. Wang Chen Gang, eczema in the ear, obesity, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lin Xiaoqing, swelling in the right foot, be healed. Liu Yang, depression, go away. Mei Ling, gastritis, be healed. He San Un, let her see well. Li Tian Liang, obesity, be healed. Li Kyung Jie, rhinitis, be healed. Wu Yang, let her give birth easily. Kim Gil Ok, let her children, Bak Myung Ji and Bak Myung Nan, be healed of depression. Jo Jung Hui, let the baby girl in the womb be changed into a boy. Father, if God's will, if God willing, let her be changed into a boy. Guo Winsha, damage in the spine, be healed. Wang Jiaqing, let him pass the exam to get the certificate. Chen Xufeng, let his business prosper. Kim Song Sil, Kim Song Ok, Oh Hyunju, La Mok Lan, Chang Gi Mo Han Senggeum, let them get the Korean visa. There are subscribers to InVictory and viewers of TV in Russia. There are thousands of prayer requests. Father, answer their prayers. Bless them. Light come. Father, heal them. Thank you. Let all the church members, let their souls prosper. Let them quickly go onto the rock of faith and into spirit. And let them be healthy spiritually and physically. And let all the three sons in another country lay your hands on them. Give them wisdom and understanding from above and fill them with the fullness of the Holy Spirit and let them fulfill their duties. Let there be no disturbing works of the enemy devil or Satan or anybody, and protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and move the hearts and minds and lips of theirs, and let the son and daughter, and let their family open up their mind and let them obey with the original voice. Father, work on them with the original voice. Let there be a fruit in this week. Lord, be glorified. Father, also touch the daughter so that she can be more confident. She can be on the rock of faith. Give her more confidence. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.